News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump tweeting about election challenges, writing pieces are falling nicely into place. This ahead of an update by his legal team.
Rudy Giuliani is expected to do his best to make the case backing up the president's claim from this morning that there is still a clear and viable path to victory, even though, objectively speaking, there is not one. And in fact, Rudy Giuliani himself put out a statement saying that the campaign was, quote, withdrawing our lawsuit in Michigan as a direct result of achieving the relief we sought to stop the election in Wayne County.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. President-elect Biden, meanwhile, reaching out directly to governors. He's been criticizing the delay in the transfer of power, saying it's harming efforts in the coronavirus fight. And Mazda takes a top spot in the latest Consumer Reports annual auto reliability survey, beating out Lexus and Toyota. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s. Not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins. A great Friday forecast. Sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this. Warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night. Maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police have identified the man killed in a shooting earlier this week. They say 26-year-old Micah Kuhn was shot and killed on George Street Monday night. Police have not made any arrests. Governor Kay Ivey announced a $200 million grant program called Revive Plus. It will support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Revive Plus will award grants of up to $20,000 to organizations with 50 employees or fewer. And some holiday traditions in the River Region are being canceled this year because of the coronavirus. The Shops at East Chase confirms its annual Christmas parade will not be held this year. Officials say they will have holiday-themed performances at the shops throughout the season. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Earnest Financial, LLC presents
Did You Know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie in the house. Jack taking a little time. Well, thank you for joining me earlier in the day, Jack. I have a few questions, though, to begin this, the final hour here on a Thursday.
Ask away, brother.
And this is actually courtesy of my good friend Sean Malone, director of media over there at the Foundation for Economic Education. Great guy. Really great guy. Fellow nerd.
Nerd.
And does a really great kind of video essay series on movies. He makes points using films.
Okay.
And really good stuff. It's called Out of Frame. Check it out on YouTube.
Check that
today,
out.
Folks. It's called Out of Frame by Sean Malone. And really well done. Really well done. The guy's a pro. So check him out. But he shared this series of questions, and I'd like to share them with you now. If you didn't see scary stats on the news and in your social feeds 24 hours a day, and if you weren't being constantly told to stay inside, cover your face, isolate yourself from the rest of humanity, so on and so forth, would you see anything around you that would make you unreasonably afraid? Have you seen people in the streets, keeled over, struggling to breathe? Did several of your coworkers, friends, and family members get violently ill without recovery? Maybe in some cases that did happen. Would you have truly been horrified by the idea that an above-average number of people and, well, Sean puts it, 80 to 90 years old in nursing homes died of a respiratory disease? If you heard that kids were less than normally afflicted by seasonal illness, would you ignore that information or would you be happy about it? If not for being told about it every day on the news, what would you experience and see firsthand that would make you concerned to the level most people are right now? Now, the reason this question is really tough to phrase correctly is because, well, I can't just ask you if, when you go about your day, you see anything unusual, because, of course, you do. It's all bizarre out there right now, and we can all see things that seem to be seriously wrong. But the question is, how much of this is because you and everyone else you know have been conditioned to live in fear. And how much is because you legitimately have a lot of peers and friends who have major issues with their health because of the disease. If not for the daily fear-mongering we've been subjected to since March, would you actually notice that something was radically different about the world? Personally, Sean Malone says, and I share the sentiment, I do not think you would. In fact, it seems to me that most of what is strange about the world right now, mask wearing everywhere, shuttered businesses, shortages of goods, social unrest, waves of isolation and depression rampant across almost every demographic, and especially among teens and young adults, riots and looting, aggravating and irrational, inconsistent social distancing problems and policies, and on, they're a product of fear, not the virus. That's the weirdest stuff I see. What I don't actually see are sick people everywhere. And before you jump in to tell me that the reason I don't is because we're paying all these other costs to keep each other safe, show your work. Post hoc is a fallacy for a reason, and there is a zero correlation between different states and countries' social distancing policies and results. It's just not there. Countries that have locked down the most have done horribly. Countries that have locked down the least have done well. The evidence in favor of this stuff just isn't there. But you know what there is evidence of? A tsunami of social, economic, and psychological destruction that has been caused by fear. I think it's a good question to think about, a good question to ponder. And you can admit to this or not, Eddie, but I will. I mean, when this first came around, it shocked me. I'm an animal of the news media, and I'm really starting to lose my love if you've been listening for a while. I used to think they were just biased.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think they have an agenda.
You think?
Yeah.
When did that realization hit you, Joey? And was it like the bus that ran over Greg Budell?
When I saw the changes of places like the New York Times and the Washington Post, mm-hmm. and how they talked about, say, the surveillance program, mm-hmm. like the whole Russia Dome, not Russia Gate. This is worse than Watergate. It's worse than Teapot Dome.
Oh, big time.
It's when I saw these press organs that had actually published stuff, say, from the Snowden leaks, had actually seen them publish stuff earlier than Snowden about the Bush administration spying illegally on Americans, creating these programs out of whole cloth without congressional consent. And now they're winning Pulitzer Prizes using anonymous sourcing from the intelligence community. That was one wake-up call.
They should have their journalism degree taken away from them and beat with it.
And then as I saw, you know, impeachment was, you know, a partisan affair, and it was always expected to be. But then how they've talked about and dealt with the pandemic also woke me up a great deal. And then I've started to look more at history, mm-hmm. and in particular recent history, and it can be little examples, how the press works. For instance, I watched what is maybe one of the greatest trolling episodes in American history. It might be a little overstated, but Norm MacDonald on The View in 2000. And Norm doesn't give a crap about
no,
politics.
No, he does not.
But he took a photo. Ben Stein called him one day and said, "Hey, Norm, can you come to the celebrity get-together? George W. Bush, then candidate for president, is going to stop by." And they were over the moon that Norm showed up. And so he took a picture with W. There's not many celebrities, obviously.
No.
This is a thing. Hollywood is so liberal.
Yeah.
And so Norm goes on The View. His show was following The View on some days. His show, I guess, what is their network? I forget. See how much I care.
ABC. ABC, I think.
Yeah, there's the Norm MacDonald show.
Yeah.
And so they're doing the cross promotion on the same network. And he goes on there. And they're like, they show the picture of him with W.
Yeah.
And they're like, and Barbara Walters and Joy Behar and Star Jones. And I can't remember the other one.
Star Jones.
And Barbara Walters was just, it was miserable. And don't get me started on Behar. But they're like, what is this? What is this with you, with George W? What is this? He goes, well, you know, I don't really care about politics, but I can't vote for a guy who killed somebody.
They're like, what are you talking? Yeah, I heard. Have you not heard this? Pretty well reported. Bill Clinton killed a guy. And it's their reaction that made me go, oh my God. You see the facade of, hey, this is a happy little talk show. And then he goes even further. They ask him about Bill Cosby. Again, this is the year 2000, folks.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. And Norm says, oh, yeah, I love Bill Cosby. Don't we all, Barbara? Nobody's ever accused him of anything. Right, Barbara? And he's not playing along. He's avoiding answering the questions the way they want him answered. And he's like, and I just, oh, my God, I didn't know the press was so liberal. But I guess it's true. They're seething at him. This is 20 years ago. And you can go back even further. Ask people who were part of the Reagan Revolution. So as you learn more about how the press is actually operated in this country, and it goes back probably a century, especially after the post-war era, World War II, journalism gets this veneer of the professional journalistic class. I mean, we used to have, you know, a bunch of yellow journalism in this country, a lot of muckraking, and their pamphleteers during the revolutionary period. It's always, you know, the New York Post, as we went over with the Hunter Biden story, was started by Alexander Hamilton to explicitly back up the Federalist Party. So we've had partisan papers going way back in American history. And it's really a modern phenomenon where this managerial class of professional journalists, who are the legitimate tellers of truth and arbiters of truth, that mask is starting to come off more and more. And also, Donald Trump is a catalyst. I've told you many times, in 2016, I did not vote for Trump. And as I watched the reaction to this guy, because I had my own criticisms of him, as I watched this guy, I'm just amazed and mouth agape at how far and how the press, in particular, how the Democrats were going after him. And that's when you see these big, prestigious newspapers essentially contradicting themselves on things that I thought were things they cared about, like mass surveillance and contravention of our Fourth Amendment rights. It's where you wake up, and that's where Trump has been unusual for me. It's because of who he is that the way that he's been, they take him on. Mm-hmm. Woke a lot of people up, including myself.
Well, two things you made me think about, Joey. If Trump's reign is coming to an end, do you think he's going to pardon Snowden?
Probably not, but I would encourage it.
And the reason I ask that, Trump is a little bit of a spiteful kind of person.
No, sure.
So I could see him pardoning several people like that just to prove a point. Or just to kind of give the middle finger, I guess, would be more like
that. Maybe. Maybe. Jack Campbell, why are you on the phone?
How you doing? Yeah, well, there's a person at my house trimming hedges outside, and it's a little noisy.
Oh, okay.
So I moved to the other part of the house.
Now, Jack, we were just going over, the press, and we were talking about how they treated COVID-19 and the fear-mongering beyond just the threat of the virus. It's really shocked a lot of people. It is truly a press-created, politically-created crisis on top of the actual virus once again. But when did you start to realize? Because I can remember in my lifetime, I've said this before recently, you know, you have Bill O'Reilly on there with Bernie Goldberg criticizing the press and the mainstream media, as they'd call it. But when did you in your own life start to realize how much these folks had an agenda? It wasn't just a bias. They were actually out to, in particular, control conservatives and destroy that narrative.
I first noticed it and then began being a lot more scrutinous. It was in 2000. It was before the first Bush-Gore debate. And Gore was in Florida the weekend before the debate. It was like on a Tuesday night. excuse me. I'm not really sure. But it was the weekend before the debate. And Matt Lauer, I think, was walking on the beach with Al Gore talking about the upcoming debate. And it was just such a blatant ass-kissing of a candidate. And I thought, these guys are in the tank for Gore. It's obvious. And sure enough, I really started watching it after that. And then I guess it was, you know, a few years after that that I became a Fox News, you know, viewer. And I thought, well, these people just, you know, they seem to be more. I never watched Fox during the daytime, you know, because I was working. But I noticed at night, well, you get a lot more fair coverage from these guys than you do from NBC. Because I was all my life an NBC News. I used to watch NBC Nightly News.
Right.
I liked John Chancellor.
Yeah.
And then it was Brokaw. And then Chancellor did kind of editorial pieces. But it was really in 2000 that I began to notice that the media was really focused on making liberals look good.
Well, what you just said about Fox News is, I think, the crucial point. And what's going on here beyond the politicking and trying to win elections and win political games and contests. Yeah, all it took was that alternative, that simple alternative of Fox News. And I'm sure Rush Limbaugh predates that.
Absolutely.
And conservative talk radio. But all it took was that one alternative on TV to make somebody like yourself go, huh, I like these guys, and they're a lot different than NBC, who I used to always like, too. It kind of wakes you up when you can compare the two. And imagine that was only Fox News. That was only Fox News. Now you have, I don't know how many.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, just in the conservative sphere, and it doesn't have to be explicitly conservative, but just in the conservative sphere, what do you have? You have The Blaze. I remember when Glenn Beck left Fox, set up his own thing. They had some troubles for a little while, but he's still standing strong. And they're coming together with, you know, you're now getting, especially in the era of Trump, with the Bongino Report, The Blaze, Daily Wire, you're getting Daily Caller. You, for the longest time, had Drudge, and then that ship sailed. And it shows it's not just like, it shows people are willing to move now. It's not like you're going to just trust Drudge Report no matter what Drudge says. No, as soon as it started to change, people are like, what the hell's going on here?
Exactly right.
So
yeah, and Fox, for the last couple of years, has started, ever since old man Murdoch turned it over, and after Roger Ailes was let go, it really changed.
Yeah.
And like I say, thankfully for Tucker, who has a very large audience, and Hannity and Laura, I mean, if it weren't for those three, because daytime is lost except for Lou Dobbs. You know, Cavuto is horrible.
Yes.
I used to like him, or I can't figure him out. But, I mean, people, and now a lot of people are going to Newsmax. I mean, people have noticed it, and when they noticed it, they go do something else.
Well, and it always starts small. It really does. People could laugh at Newsmax or OAN. And, I mean, there are moments when I'll tune to one of those for a second and go, what in the world is this? I mean, they're not quite there in terms of, you know, production quality. And I think you need more robust voices. And we're just touching on the conservative space. I mean, there are all sorts of people that are former leftists who now don't like the left or the Democratic Party, who are just good journalists. You have people like Matt Taibbi, who used to write for Rolling Stone. He's now independent. Glenn Greenwald, very much on the left, but he's now writing independently. I mean, you're getting a lot of people across the aisle ideologically who are waking up. And I'll describe it this way. Have you ever gone back and watched something, a movie, let's say, that you have this great nostalgia for that you loved as a kid? And you hadn't watched it in years. And you go back and watch it with adult eyes, and you're like, well, what is this?
Porky's.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and it's because you're more sophisticated. The same tricks that movie maybe pulled on you before, it doesn't hit in the same way.
Not
you become
really
a more sophisticated viewer. And I think that's what's happening with news, especially political news. People don't fall for the same sort of tricks as much as they used to. And they're not wise. Sometimes it's for explicitly partisan reasons, but sometimes it's folks who maybe are an honest lefty, and they go, what is this on MSNBC?
Well, with Fox,
we're now hailing all these corporate interests Biden's bringing into the White House. What the hell is this?
But with Fox, it's been, like Jack said, since the old man left, it's been a slow decline. But remember they hired Brazil? Janessa, what's her name?
Oh, Donna Brazil, yeah.
Yeah. That was it for me. Because she is a confirmed cheater. She has no credibility in my world whatsoever, but you're going to pay her?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Eddie, that was my big gripe. I know when they do debate coverage or election night coverage, you know, they have people from both sides, and right. I think that's fine. I think it's fine. But
me too.
Not her. I mean, when you're fired from CNN
right.
and you're picked up by Fox, that's pretty bad.
Exactly. And that was my thought. But that's when I really realized, okay, it's, and it was always rumors.
And I left something out, too, what changed my mind. For instance, I'm a bro. I'm a basic bro.
Okay.
And so I love me some Joe Rogan. It's like Oprah for men. And I would watch, my brother, you know, Will and I have watched hours. Like a single Joe Rogan episode can be like an hour and a half to 3 hours,
exactly.
if not more.
It depends on the
guest. And it's usually just a bunch of guys hanging out. But he has on great guests. And they're always diverse in terms of their opinions and perspectives.
That's
different
a good
expertise.
Point. Always diverse.
And when you listen to somebody like that, even when you don't agree with them all the time, but you listen in total, like hundreds of hours, you get to know Joe Rogan.
Yeah, know him very
and
well.
And so when he gets big and he says something maybe on one show, and so the New York Times is like, this guy's getting too big, so let's do a hit piece on him. When you read that hit piece and you're comparing it to your hundreds of hours of having listened to somebody, it's like somebody insulting a friend in a mm-hmm. really shallow way.
Right,
you're like, what
right.
the hell is this? And it's not effective. And I think that's what's happening as well. The new mediums online that allow for long form, mm-hmm. long conversations. You get to know people, say what you want for the most part. And I'm not just talking about naughty words.
No, but also you take away some of the big industry censorship.
Yeah.
Because Rogan will bring anybody on. Alex Jones,
right.
all the way to Andrew Yang.
Right.
I mean, he's not afraid to talk to anybody. He's not afraid to say, hey, I think you're a little cuckoo.
And it's just the viewers, listeners, people are becoming a bit more sophisticated in how they view information, and in particular political information. Mm-hmm. And I think if the corporate press believes, you know, I saw Don Lemon yesterday. It was like, I got to be the guy to bring the country back together. But how do I reach these people who just don't believe in truth?
If he jumped
it's
out,
like, well, stop saying stuff like that, Don.
If he jumped out a window, that would bring the country together.
No.
Sorry.
I don't think it would.
I would. I do.
No, I think that's just Schadenfreude on your part.
Sorry.
Don't be
well,
vindictive.
The thing that has really concerned me this time, this go around, is not reporting anything bad on Biden.
Right.
Oh, I definitely.
Mean, oh, it's been plain as day.
And it has been so plain as day. And it's one of the things with that is when you ask some people that are strictly Democrat, you know, they're like, "No, I never heard that." And you're like, hey, and it's because the mainstream media, their source of information, doesn't report it.
Well, and then you see these very contrived press conferences with President-elect Biden.
What flavor ice cream do you have there,
sir? And why is Donald Trump such a bad man? He's not cooperating with you. Why is he so bad? It's like, and, you know, next, it's like that first question when Obama, he's elected, he assumes office, and it's his first press conference as president. And that reporter asks him, what's the most enchanting thing about the White House?
I mean, God.
Riveting.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Go work for entertainment tonight.
Right.
Actually, they'd be more hard-hitting than that.
Actually, they would be.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program, folks. This part of News and Views from 9 till noon brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Whether you're looking to preserve those old memories, those old home videos, and bring them into the digital future, simple transfer, old film reels, tapes, VHS, Betamax even, old little camcorder tapes, old slides. They can transfer all of those to a digital format, making them easier to view, easier to share with your family around the country. Dan Black Studios can also help you out with video production from the ground up for TV commercials, online branding videos. They can put together great video presentations and packages for a big presentation you might have at your church or your school or maybe even in court. Who knows what you're up to? They can do it all there at Dan Black Studios. 38 years of business, earning that professional reputation. So call Dan Black and the team today at 279-6036, 279-6036, or go online to danblackstudios.net or check them out on Dan Black Studios on Facebook. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
region's news talk station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh! Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
Well, you want to go to a little bit of this press conference? It started about 20 minutes ago, but I've got it queued up. It's Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and others are giving a press conference right now.
Sure. That'd be good.
Okay. Let's go to the tape.
Good afternoon. And thank you very much for coming. This is representative of our legal team. We're representing President Trump, and we're representing the Trump campaign. When I finish, Sidney Powell and then Jenna Ellis will follow me, and we will present, in brief, the evidence that we've collected over the last, I guess it is 2 weeks. Also, Joseph Geneva. Victoria Tenzing is here with me. There are a lot more lawyers working on this, but we're the senior lawyers and Boris Epstein. So, I guess the best way to describe this is when we began our representation of the president, we certainly were confronted with a very anomalous set of results. The president way ahead on election night, 700,000 or 800,000 in Pennsylvania. Somehow he lost Pennsylvania. We have statisticians willing to testify that that's almost statistically impossible to have happened in the period of time that it happened. But of course, that's just speculation. As we started investigating, both our investigations and the very patriotic and brave American citizens that have come forward are extraordinary. Extraordinary number of people, extraordinary number of witnesses. And what emerged very quickly is there's not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states, almost exactly the same pattern, which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute these various acts of voter fraud, specifically focused on big cities, and specifically focused on, as you would imagine, big cities controlled by Democrats, and particularly focused on big cities that have a long history of corruption. The number of voter fraud cases in Philadelphia could fill a library. Just a few weeks ago, there was a conviction for voter fraud, and 1-2 weeks before that. And I've often said, I guess sarcastically, but it's true, the only surprise I would have found in this is if Philadelphia hadn't cheated in this election. Because for the last 60 years, they've cheated in just about every single election. You could say the same thing about Detroit. Each one of these cities are cities that are controlled by Democrats, which means they can get away with anything they want to do. It means they have a certain degree of control over, certainly control the election board completely, and they control law enforcement, and unfortunately, they have some friendly judges that will issue ridiculously irrational opinions just to come out in their favor. So let's start with the specifics. Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, the margin of victory now for Biden, which is not a victory, it's a fraud, is 69,140 votes. The reality is that we are now at a count of 682,770 ballots, for which we have affidavits that there was no inspection of that ballot at the time that it was entered in the vote. It was a mail ballot. Mail ballots are particularly prone to fraud. We were warned about that by Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, and Secretary Baker in a report about a dozen years ago, in which they said that mail balloting is particularly susceptible of fraud, that we should very carefully consider ever doing it, and that it can be taken advantage of. Justice Souter warned us of the same thing in a comment in an election law case. And even the New York Times wrote articles about how dangerous mail voting, mail-in voting was. And this is the first time we ever did it en masse. And I think we proved that all three are prophets. It's not only susceptible to fraud, it is easily susceptible to fraud, particularly if you have a plan or scheme which sounds eerily similar to what Joe Biden told us a few days before the election, that he had the best voter fraud team in the world. Well, they were good. I don't know that they were that good because they made significant mistakes, like all crooks do, and we caught them. One of them was pushing out Republican inspectors. Every state, almost every civilized country, even Tanzania and places you wouldn't think of, have rules about inspectors, particularly for mail-in ballots. And why particularly for mail-in ballots? Because they can more easily be defrauded and you can't check on it. People who have never done a mail-in ballot, I'm going to show you why it's so easy. Well, you fill out an envelope like this. You put your, usually in New York, it would be your assembly district and the precinct in which you're voting. You fill out your name and your address, and you sign it. You then use an inner envelope and you put the ballot inside the inner envelope. You seal it all and you send it in. When it's being counted, almost invariably in the United States, up until the mass cheating that went on in this election, a Republican and a Democrat inspector, as well as others, if there are other parties, is allowed to watch the unsealing of this ballot. Used to go on all over America when we conducted honest elections. Because the only time you can ever find out if it's a fraudulent ballot is when it is looked at. The minute you approve this, it's thrown away, gone for eternity. The only thing left is the vote. That could have been Mickey Mouse. That could have been a dead person. That could have been not filled out properly. That could have been the same person 30 times. That could have been, and all these things have happened, by the way. That could have been nothing filled out. We'd never know. So, for example, the recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again because they wouldn't supply the signatures to match the ballots. So it means nothing to have counted these ballots because, for example, in Pennsylvania, where we have probably our most precise evidence, 682,770 of these ballots were cast, put in, and they weren't inspected, which renders them ballots that are null and void, cannot be counted, have to be removed from the vote.
For time here, we got to hit a break, Jack, but he's very somber about it so far. And I can see the shape of the case being made here. And, I mean, there was a decision by Alito a while ago that they had to segregate out these ballots, especially ones that came after Election Day or being brought to bear after Election Day, and the polls were closed. So we got to hit a quick break here, folks. We'll come back with more of this. I might skim a little bit forward to see what Sidney Powell has to say, but y'all stay tuned. Listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook, Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving. Smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine-in, pick-up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to get better and better as we get towards the weekend. For today, hard to improve on this with lots of sunshine, great fall day, high temperature up in the upper 60s, not quite as cold tonight, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, warming trend begins, a great Friday forecast, sunshine with a high around 73. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you're going to love this, warm and dry with highs in the mid-70s, 50s at night, maybe a stray shower or two on Monday, but still very mild for November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. It looks like this press conference is still ongoing. I'll suggest folks look it up for yourself, because Rudy's still going on. Sidney Powell hasn't even taken the podium yet, I don't believe. And we got some calls here, but you can find this on YouTube, Rumble, anywhere you really look. Just look up Trump campaign press conference in D.C. Today is the 19th, if you need that date. 272-9228. Let's go to Papa B here. Papa B.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing fine. Jack, how you doing? They didn't hear me. Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, and I'm looking. This is a day I've been looking forward to here, actually, for the legal team to get up there and show us what they got, you know? But I'll tell you something. The other day, when Sidney Powell had her little interview on Lou Dobbs, what I know about lawyers and what they do would probably fill a thimble, but she said something that to me was just as clear as a bell, and that is she warned everybody that wanted to, they better get on the right side of this in a hurry. And if anybody certifies these elections, she's going to unleash the Kraken. Now, to me, that was a warning to people that say, look, if you want out of this, now's your time. You can get out, but you got to come forward right now. Yeah. What do you think about that, Joey? You think that was kind of what she was transmitting?
Yes. This is your off-ramp opportunity. Here's your escape hatch. You know, take your pick of what metaphor you want to use, but I believe it was also a way to kind of beat the bushes and get people to come forward, not to mention all these, you know, bounties that have been put out. If you've seen something, we'll give you money. We'll see where it goes. And I mean, that's the one phrase online, you know, the Kraken?
Release the Kraken.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was pretty cute, actually.
Yeah, and apparently Rudy's going on here for a long time in a very deliberate manner, so it won't work for radio here, but he's really going on. I think he's still talking, and then it's going to be Sidney Powell's turn at the podium.
Right. All right, yeah, but that was just my quick observation about that Sidney Powell interview. And anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to tune back in on the other side. I'm going to listen to Rudy a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Papa B.
All right,
guys. 272-9228. Well, Jack, we got some news here with Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth.
All right.
Well, right now, if you go to heirloomjewelers.com and you buy fine antique jewelry online at heirloomjewelers.com, if you put in the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, you'll get 10% off.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, just type in Joey as the promo code, 10% off, but that can also work. That can also work in person. So you just tell them, Joey, kind of how Greg used to say to me for years, and you can get 10% off any purchase of fine antique jewelry pieces there at Heirloom Jewelers. And starting next week, they're going to be accepting walk-ins. They still prefer an appointment. You can make an appointment online or call them at 260-0066. And there's actually going to be an open house on Tuesday, December the 3rd, an all-day affair. But whether you are setting up an appointment and buying in person or buying online, be sure to use that promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, to get 10% off. And set up an appointment, too, if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth. He's looking to buy fine antique jewelry items that you no longer are using and are willing to part with for the right price, And Troop Booth, given his expertise, trained at the Gemological Institute of America, plus the years and years of experience in the antique jewelry business, really knows of what he speaks, and that's why he can offer you great prices and discounts on those pieces you want to buy, as well as top dollar for those pieces you would like to sell to Troop. So check them out today. Their location, 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama, or call them at 260-0066, or again, go online to heirloomjewelers.com, and when you buy, be sure to ask them about the promo code Joey. That simple. Well, Jack, we got some other calls here, so let's go right to them. And I believe Dan Morris on the Dan Morris Show is going to be picking up the Sidney Powell portion of this press conference, which I like, Rudy.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'm really looking forward to hearing from Sidney Powell here. But news and views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello? All right. You there? See, this is what happens when you do live radio, Jack.
I know, but it's a risk worth taking.
So, do you think they have it? Do you think this idea the strategy of not certifying is the right idea? Do you think it's just bonkers, they're out of their minds, or...
No, absolutely not. I love it. I think it's great.
Okay. Because you've seen more of these elections than I have. And this is really my...
No, I never remember certification being held off. That's why this is good. Because once it's certified, it's kind of a mental victory for the person who they certify it for. And I think to stave that off a little while creates doubt, and that's what we need.
Well, it's not like Rudy's saying, hey, these 600,000 ballots that weren't monitored, that we couldn't actually check signatures and verify. It's not like he wants them flipped to Trump. He's saying you just can't count them.
Right.
Right. So, and again, remember, I believe Republicans control the legislature in Pennsylvania. Not the Yeah, not the executive levers of power, unfortunately, but... yeah, it makes sense. The case is starting to shape up, and folks, it does seem like what the Trump campaign has been doing for a while is buying time in the last two weeks, really. They've been doing these little lawsuits here and there. There have been other state parties, private citizens like Glenn Wood in Georgia, putting forward their own requests for injunctions, putting forward their own lawsuits. But it is now seems like prime time for the Trump campaign to roll everything out. And we'll see whether or not Sidney Powell, who I do believe is a serious person, will unleash the so-called Kraken. She's talking a big game, though, and as I've said on these airwaves, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And I will be looking forward to the day where she provides that extraordinary evidence.
Well, I very much trust her.
Have you heard of her before, the whole Flynn thing?
Yeah, I can't remember where I did. But I liked her the first time I heard her. Now I'm just—I think she's sharp as a daggum tack.
Yeah, I do too. Likewise, I've been very impressed with how much she got out of the Flynn case. Realizing that they had a judge who wasn't going to cooperate with it, I think she still played the field pretty well, given the obstacles in the way. So we'll see where it goes, folks. Again, we're in a holding pattern, and even if it is. It ends up being Joe Biden sworn in on January 20th. There, as I went over earlier in the show, are a lot of reasons for optimism in the conservative movement and just generally the movement on the right. We're building a big coalition here of people that weren't always around for the Reagan Revolution, people that might have different points of view of from you on different issues, but we can join together to fight against this ruling elite in both parties that has continued not to serve the people of this nation well. And at a certain point, you can tell, doesn't like many of the people in this nation, wishes we would just go away, sit down, shut up, submit. And we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that no matter what comes. Well, Jack, I appreciate the phone call to end the show. And how's Quay doing?
She's doing great.
That's good.
She's crazy as ever.
Well, I hope you have a good rest of the day. I'll be in touch, and we'll talk bright and early. Tomorrow's already Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Jack. Thank y'all for listening, too. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow for more news and views from 9 till noon. Up next, Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show. I believe we're going to be playing some of this press conference with Sidney Powell. But yes, it is ongoing. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and other attorneys there present for the Trump campaign. Looks like this is an opening shot in the Trump campaign.